We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples talking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer from the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy, which he is the director of and associate professor in the Department of Communication Studies. We are going to talk a little bit here in this next segment about, I thought this would be kind of a timely topic here with regards to Black History Month going on. We see how hard it is for people to have civil conversations about a lot of topics. I think race is one that we kind of forget about sometimes, and for whatever reason. But wanted to ask you today, kind of how civic discourse could be used to help us understand certain issues surrounding racial inequality.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. There are some efforts that have been going on. Here in Manhattan, kind of locally, that the Institute is part of as a sponsor, the Manhattan Nonviolence Initiative, and then the Manhattan MLK Memorial Committee, kind of collaborating on this project called Conversations on Race and Reconciliation, Listening to Local Voices. And so it's exploring themes of race, justice, safety, and policing. And I think, to your point, there's an element of this that obviously is timely, in this moment. This is happening on March 29th in the evening, 7 to 8:45, and you can sign up. It's going to be a virtual event. Going to the Facebook page for Manhattan Kansas Conversations is a great place, or Manhattan KS Conversations on Twitter. But the importance of civil discourse. When we're talking about something like race, which can seem either really, for some, well past the window when we should have been talking about this in more public ways, those who have lived and are living in kind of situations where they're experiencing things like racism and lots of other kind of challenges. But for many others who do not kind of experience that in kind of intimate and personal ways, feeling that it's not something they really understand or know, maybe they don't really feel like they want to, but also recognizing the kind of the implications of it for all of us. And so the idea of civil discourse, largely kind of creating space for us to be able to talk, right? Setting those parameters, those boundaries to where we have some expectations of what it actually means to talk to each other, what it means to listen, right? So not simply like giving people platforms to say things, but also to listen and to learn, right? To be potentially changed by what you hear. That's for me why the work of ICDD in partnership with lots of others around these kinds of topics is so important and critical, not just for Manhattan or this area, but for all of us as we're navigating and increasingly becoming aware of kind of the systemic dimensions of this that are deeply rooted in ways that we just don't even recognize, right? It's the humming in the background that we don't know until we kind of change the channel or turn something off and realize that it's there and it's been with us and kind of present, and it impacts the ways we think about like policing or safety. Why do I feel comfortable being in lots of places? I'll say it kind of baldly here, right? I'm a kind of a big white guy, so I look certain ways, like, so even when I'm traveling or in other places, I always feel comfortable, generally speaking. And there's something about that, right? And as we've seen incidents here locally and lots of other places, unfortunately, so many places where individuals are just trying to live lives, whether they're going for runs or walking home from work or whatever it might be. And there are instances that some would say, I think probably appropriately, that it's built on concerns and fear of the other and the like, that these kind of systemic biases and the like are very real. And how do we talk about that? And not just to become kind of aware of it, but really asking then, like, what is to be done? But this conversation, the conversations on race and reconciliation, are really an opportunity for people to talk and to listen. And what ICDD, along with our partners, are doing is trying to develop and deepen understanding, kind of develop new perspectives, and really discuss concerns that are of this community, right? So it's not somewhere else, but it's really here, because this is our life.
You know, it's interesting. I think some people maybe don't like to get into these kind of conversations because they're afraid of the combative nature of the other side. And I would say, especially from folks who look like you and me, we're white folks. And as you mentioned, it's easy to go somewhere and feel comfortable. And it's uncomfortable, I think, for sometimes us to hear the other side of it. And maybe that's the reason why so many people are afraid to come out and be part of these conversations.
Yeah, I mean, there is a real vulnerability, and I say that somewhat intentionally here, of acknowledging that, like, you know, you and I benefit in various ways from kind of the society and the structures that we live in. And that's where sometimes it can feel like I'm losing potentially something if somebody else gains. And that might be true if it's a zero-sum situation, right? If there's only 8 slices of the pie, well, I want pie. Or pizza. I actually really like pizza, so I'll use pizza as my image here for a moment. But it's not a zero-sum situation, right? So giving people kind of respect and a sense of equality and inclusion and participation in what otherwise has been kind of closed off to them is not a zero-sum situation. We all can kind of elevate together. And that's where I think being able to kind of talk and understand that a little bit more is really helpful. And also to be vulnerable enough and open enough to where one can recognize that. And I've experienced that, and I continue to in certain circumstances and conversations with individuals who my life experience is just not theirs. And being able to understand that is always not just a reminder, but it's also an invitation to think about how I contribute to either the continuation of certain systems that are, you know, systematically kind of structured, or where I participate in the kind of reimagining of it, right? So when you start talking about policing, my father was a police officer his entire life. My brother is a police officer now. Another brother was a military officer. So it's not about eradicating structures that, you know, I want to be able to call people, right? So when people talk about, you know, defunding police, it's somewhat of an unfortunate kind of description. But in many ways, it's conversations to say, well, what might we do? And we're seeing experiences of it happening around this country of, like, you know, not having police who are trained to do certain types of things respond to mental health issues that don't require kind of an armed response. Well, what happens is it's a lot easier not to get shot when there's not a gun, vice versa. And so those are the conversations to me that are so critical. And I'm just grateful that there are so many, both part of the ICDD network and others who recognize the importance of this. And like I said, March 29th, it's a Monday night, is going to be this next conversation. There will actually be opportunities if you're interested in actually facilitating some of these conversations. If you've been part of these types of things in the past or something like this, there are opportunities to do that. And if this is really foreign to you, but you feel like you might like to be part of that, there are going to be opportunities in March, multiple dates that will help train, prepare you to where you can help facilitate these conversations. But those ground rules and expectations, that's where the civil discourse becomes so essential, because we can't learn anything if we're not listening.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, and it's probably good to have a diverse audience at one of these things. So you probably get a good cross-section of these. I know you've held them in the past.
We have, yeah. And this is where, this is where truly, like, the conversation is shaped by who's present, right? So if there are people from lots of different kind of walks of life and experiences, it changes what's occurring. And I would say, you know, if you're hesitant or feeling like this isn't me, I don't live in certain places, or you know, I'm not that, whatever it might be, identity, like, that truly is an invitation for you to be there, because we all are part of this community, and this is designed as a Manhattan community conversation. So please, whatever hesitations, concerns you might have about that, if you're willing and open to if nothing else, listening, we'd be grateful to have you.
All right. Sounds good. March 29th. Mark your calendars for that. Well, Dr. Schaefer, we're out of time, but it's always a pleasure to talk with you here, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in March.
That sounds great. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.